exciting to be out tonight. A lot of energy on the caucuses, a lot of new voters. Talked to a lot of young high school kids going to vote for the first time. And it's certainly gratifying to see the hard work we've been doing over the past, you know, better part of a year, to see people come out, get some support. But we understand this is just one step on this journey about keeping building momentum, about making this case about a Minnesota that works for all, a Minnesota that invests in its children, a Minnesota that innovates. And that I think is resonating. So we're feeling pretty good tonight, but we'll get up in the morning, get right back at it.
What's your biggest challenge now going forward? Is it the, and some of the pundits will say it may be the candidate that's not in the race yet on the Republican side, namely former Governor Tim Pawlenty. What do you think about that?
Yeah, you know, and I've always done that in my races. I think it probably goes back to either my football coaching side of things, is that I can prepare what I know. I prepare for our message. We're out there delivering what we think is a positive message for Minnesota, as they're telling us about building coalitions to solve problems. And I've never spent a lot of time, you know, looking to the other side. We will have a campaign structure that'll take our message to every corner of the state. We've proven that we can get the resources necessary to do that. We're proven that we're starting tonight a good first step on uniting the Democratic Party to be ready to go, to take this state in a direction we know it wants to go. So that's not one that, you know, the Republicans will do their job. They'll pick someone. There'll be someone on the ballot. But I'm not running against them. I'm running with a Minnesota that works for everybody.
What part of the state do you think you need to do the most work in? I know you've been, obviously, you're real solid in the first, and you've been out a lot. But is there a particular area that you want to give, I don't know, shall we say, special attention to, just to kind of firm things up even more?
Yeah, and I think we've got a unique ticket with, I've got a running mate in Peggy Flanagan. Powerful, great voice. Has been out there, a leader in her own right. And as a team, we feel like we're pretty dynamic. I think the real good news tonight for us was that we were very balanced in where we did. And I certainly think continuing to, you know, focus. And I think what it proved is, and this is what I felt really good about, this notion that there's a greater Minnesota versus the Twin Cities, and that this would divide amongst the Twin Cities, you know, candidates and me, it didn't come out that way. We did as well in Minneapolis precincts as we did in some of the greater Minnesota ones. So I think we'll continue the strategy we're at. It's one that we made very clear, that a one Minnesota works better. Running a campaign that reflected that would pay off. And I think that's the direction to go.